This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So it turns out there may actually be a thing or two that economists can learn from English majors, which is not saying that one is better than the other, but students of literature, it is widely recognized, are well-trained to spot narratives. And now, maybe more than ever, the economy is being affected by the prevailing story that is getting all the buzz. Robert Shiller is a professor of economics at Yale University. His paper earlier this year was called Narrative Economics. Professor, thanks for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
First thing I think we need, sir, is a sort of a three-sentence description of what you mean by narrative economics.
Narratives are talked about by a lot of journalists, social scientists, but not particularly by economists. What is a narrative? It's a kind of gem of conversation that gets repeated again and again. It goes viral. It changes people's perspectives, their norms, their scripts, and changes people's behavior. Economists should pay more attention to these narratives. If you want to know why things happen, why did we have the great financial crisis? Why did we have the Great Depression? Questions like that are not satisfactorily answered by economists because they don't pay attention enough to narratives.
Why? I mean, you've been an economist for a good long while. Why do you suppose it is that economists have not paid attention to the stories, I guess, that are going on out there?
First of all, some of them do. I think some of the best of them do. Also, our policymakers, people who actually have to meet the real world, they intuitively pay attention to narratives. So, for example, in the recent financial crisis, 2007 to 2009, the old narrative about bank runs, which had been forgotten, was coming back. And our banking authorities decided, we are not going to have a bank run. We'll bail them out. This was contrary to a lot of political thinking. It didn't seem right, but they did it because instinctively they knew we don't want to renew that Depression-era narrative.
Okay, but here's the thing, and you say this in your paper, narratives are inherently subjective. The way we perceive the stories that were told vary on an individual basis.
Yeah, and this is another reason why economists feel uncomfortable about talking about narratives. It sounds a little bit unscientific. They leave it for people like you, journalists. But I think, you know, they're not incompatible, actually. We can do statistical analysis of narratives, but we shouldn't get too carried away. Ultimately, narratives are human phenomena that require judgment. You have to judge what the narrative is and why it influences thinking. But still, I think economists can do it, and I think increasingly they are.
The thing that's interesting about the Trump narrative, though, that we're in the middle of, is that if you look at how it's being perceived by a lot of people, you know, consumer confidence is up, the stock market is up, many indicators are trending in a positive direction based on this narrative.
The narrative that Donald Trump has invented, and we've got to give him credit, he's a genius at narratives. It comes out of a public image that he's developed over a long time, notably his Apprentice TV show, which began over 10 years ago. That was a narrative presenting him as a mentor, the real thing, because he himself appears to be a big success in business. Tough guy. He comes at a time when people think that we need a tough guy. That's the really thing you have to appreciate about narratives. They survive because they are contagious, because they attract attention. Trump is kind of a unique person because there aren't that many billionaires who have the narrative concept down so firmly.
Robert Shiller is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. He is a Sterling Professor of Economics at Yale University. His paper is called Narrative Economics. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, thank you. My pleasure.